together. As I've said, it's familiar to everyone. The Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Father, we ask You, Lord, tonight that You'd help us to preach this evening, Lord, as a dying man to dying men. Father, I pray, God, that You touch with the Holy Spirit. God, as the broadcast goes out, Lord, over the internet, and different folks are watching all over the country, I pray tonight that You'd go in their homes, speak their hearts. I pray that You'd encourage them from heaven. Do that now as only You can. Blessed be pleasing in Thy sight. We'll thank You and praise You for all that You do. For it's in Jesus' lovely name that we ask these things. Through His blood we pray. Amen and amen. I want us to look tonight here in the 23rd Psalm for a little while. And I'm going to try and just exhort our hearts tonight, encourage our hearts in the things of God. Certainly the 23rd Psalm, I believe, was written by David at the close of his life, as he's looking back, no doubt, at the time that he had spent as a shepherd loving and caring for his sheep, and fondly reminiscing on the ways that the Lord had taken care of him down through the years. No doubt his mind likely went back to the times when he had his father Jesse's sheep on the outskirts of Bethlehem, the babbling brooks, the green pastures through which he would lead them, and the care that he took in keeping the sheep. And in that care, no doubt he thought about how the Lord had led him and guided him throughout the years and had protected him and took care of him, taking him through the bountiful plains of the green pastures and seeing to his every need, leading him by the still waters and seeing that. And he wrote this masterful psalm, the psalm that Spurgeon referred to as the pearl of the Psalms. No doubt situated in such a way that, prophetically speaking, God put it in the Bible in such a place that it falls between the 22nd Psalm, where we can clearly see Calvary and a crucified Christ as a messianic psalm, and the 24th Psalm, in which we can see our King being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and my friend delivering captivity captive and making a way for man to go to heaven. In between these two great mountains, my friend lays the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm of the Valley, the Psalm of the Church, the Psalm that shows forth the church age and the caring shepherd as he takes care of his flock and sees to us and walks us through this current dispensation. How beautiful the 23rd Psalm is. I wonder tonight, as you're watching at home, how many of you have found comfort in some of your most trying times by reading from the 23rd Psalm. I wonder how many of us could testify tonight that its words have brought comfort and peace into our lives when we needed it the most. Many times we've read it or quoted it in the midnight hour, no doubt holding children with fevered brows, no doubt sitting beside bedsides of folks that were about to die and go on to heaven. We'd quote this psalm. The psalm has crossed our lips in our darkest hours and has brought sweet peace during our most troubled times. Certainly it is the pearl of the Psalms. In his treasury of David, my friend Charles Spurgeon said that there is no inspired title to this psalm, and none is needed, for it records no special event and needs no other key than that which every Christian may find in his own bosom. It is David's heavenly pastoral, a surprising ode which none of the daughters of music can excel. The clarion of war here gives place to the pipe of peace. And who so lately bewailed the woes of the shepherd tunefully rehearses the joys of the flock. In this psalm we see most specifically our shepherd. We think about the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th psalm. In the 22nd psalm we see the Savior. In the 23rd psalm we see the shepherd. And in the 24th psalm we see the sovereign. My friend, in the 22nd psalm we see the cross. In the 23rd psalm we see the crook. And in the 24th psalm we see the crown. In the 22nd psalm we see wrath. In the 23rd psalm we see wealth. And in the 24th psalm we see welcome. In the 22nd psalm we see grace. In the 23rd psalm we see guidance. And in the 24th psalm we see glory. In the 22nd psalm we see our past. Here in the 23rd psalm we see our present. And in the 24th psalm we see our prospect. Oh my friend, how that we see how the Lord is the subject of this psalm. This great discourse on the shepherd is started with these two words, the Lord. And then from that point on, He is the subject of this psalm. We see that the Lord is my shepherd in verse 1. We see the Lord is my peace in verse 2. We see the Lord is my health in verse 3. We see the Lord is my righteousness. We see the Lord is my companion. We see the Lord is my victory. And we see that the Lord is my provision. I began to think about all the psalms and how that this psalm is a divine psalm. It has a divine person, the Lord. I'm about to shout. It has a divine possession, my shepherd. It has a divine promise, I shall not want. It has a divine peace, green pastures and still waters. It has a divine prosperity, it restoreth my soul. It has a divine presence with me. It has a divine pledge, thy rod and thy staff. It has a divine provision, thou preparest a table before me. It has a divine power, thou anointest my head with oil. It has a divine plenty, my cup runneth over. It has a divine preservation, goodness and mercy. It has a divine prospect, I will dwell. And it's got a divine permanence, where the Bible said that forever. But what I'm interested in tonight is the fact that David said here that the Lord is my shepherd. How the Lord is my shepherd. I ought to preach for a little while if the Lord will help us tonight. On this thought, try to exhort you a little bit and extol the Lord tonight. I ought to preach a little while on that's my shepherd. That's my shepherd. Let's look together at these verses. As I've said, it'll be familiar to you tonight. But maybe you can just your mind wander back and think about how the Lord has taken care of you throughout the years. And maybe God can just speak to our heart and do a work in our heart tonight. Number one, can I say to you tonight that we see in verses 1-3 that is my shepherd providing. That's my shepherd providing. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice now, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. First of all, we see that's my shepherd providing. How many of you tonight could testify with me that the Lord has always been faithful? Oh, when I look back through the years and it's so many different times and circumstances in my life, when it seemed like there was no hope or help, when it seemed like that I was done financially or done physically, when it seemed like that the problems that were facing me were insurmountable and there was no way around them. I'm glad that in the darkness of those hours there was a good shepherd that was in the providing business. When you think about the things that He has provided for us a relationship. David said that He's my shepherd. Notice the personal pronoun, my. My shepherd. That is, He belongs to me, and I belong to Him. Amen. Now, here we see the Lord. Imagine the humbleness that is on display of our Savior here. Certainly the Lord is Lord. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's the illustrious potentate on high. And yet this grand King took upon Himself the form of a shepherd caring for the flock. Here we see Him not as a king, but as a keeper. I began to think about David and how that David in his life, no doubt as he's thinking about this and writing this psalm, he thought about his dedication over the years to keeping sheep. Well, I thought about how that when Samuel went to anoint the king there in Jesse's house, where was it that little David was? He was out keeping the flock. I'm glad that David knew something about staying with the flock and being in the keeping business. When we find David coming to check on his brothers there at the battle with Goliath, what was the question they asked David? They said, "Who have you left those few sheep with in the wilderness?" They knew that David would have to leave them with the keeper. And indeed he did. I'm glad that as David thought about his life as a shepherd, he looked on the fact that he had kept the sheep. He kept them. See, the sheep, by and large, sheep are not very smart animals. They have a tendency to wander off. I believe Isaiah said that all we like sheep have gone astray. Each one's turned into his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. No doubt sheep are not very smart. They're wandering animals. They stray off. They're unable to keep themselves. They do not exist in the wild like the sheep of the pasture do not exist in the wild. They have to have pasture land, and they have to have somebody that can keep them. I'm glad the Lord provided for me a relationship, and part of that relationship has to do that it's a personal relationship. Thank God that He's seeing to and that He's keeping. And I'm glad that He keeps me tonight. I am safe and secure in the loving arms of the shepherd. So we see in these verses that He provided a relationship. We see also in these verses that He provided relief. The sheep, my friend, are satisfied with the shepherd's care. The sheep can lay down at night and sleep, not worried about the wolf, not worried about the storm, for they know that standing in the pasture is a shepherd that cares for them. And He's a shepherd that's taken care of them throughout the years. I began to think about David, how he slapped the lion, and how that he smote and killed the lion, and how that he took his bare hands and killed the bear. I began to think about how that it must have brought comfort to those sheep to know that they had a shepherd that was capable of taking care of any predator that might come into the flock. Can I report to you tonight that the Lord has been faithful? He's been providing for me all these years. I've seen Him take care of the wolves. I've seen Him take care of the lions. Amen. Seen Him take care of the bears. And if He took care of me in the past, I believe He's going to take care of me in the future. I'm glad, thank God, that He's a providing shepherd. Provided for Him a relationship. Provided for Him relief. But then we find that He provides for Him refreshment. Oh my! Leads them down by the still waters. Down through the green pastures. I'm glad that He provides refreshment. Aren't you glad on a Friday night, my friend, in April 2020, in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic,
You can get a little refreshment, thank God, from the Word of God. I'm glad I can open the pages of this Bible, and it's always the same, and it's always true, and it brings refreshment to my heart and to my soul. We see that that's my Shepherd providing. Then let me say to you tonight that we also see in these verses that that's my Shepherd protecting. Already got into that a little bit, didn't we? Got ahead of myself. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, here's the word, they comfort me. I'm glad that there's comfort in the Shepherd's presence. That's my Shepherd protecting. Think about the contentment that comes with knowing the Shepherd. I've been amazed over these last few months. Now, I mean, we've faced uncertain waters, times like we've never seen. There've been times seen like this before, but we've never seen times like this. And boy, the uncertainty of it all, the media has, I believe, intensified and added fuel to the fire. And I've seen so many people afraid. I've seen so many people discontented. And I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not a good testimony of the Christian for us to be afraid and for us to be out of control or for us to be at wit's end. That's not a good testimony. The testimony of a Christian ought to be one of a sheep that has been taken care of, thank God, in the pasture by a loving shepherd. I don't know how many of you have seen. There's a viral video on Facebook going around. A little elderly lady, I'm not sure who she is, but I believe she knows the Lord. And she's telling the story of her life saying. And her life saying is, we go calmly on. We just go calmly on. Boy, that would be a great testimony, my friend, of the church in these days, is for the world to see us just marching calmly on. Oh yes, knowing that the same God that was on the throne, my friend, this time last year, is still on the throne today. And He's still protecting. He's still bringing contentment. He's still bringing courage. Why would we fear? My friend, when the Shepherd is close by, and when the Shepherd has the rod and the staff, can I just take time out a minute tonight and say, that's my Shepherd. Oh, He's my Shepherd tonight. Well, we ought to worship the Lamb of God. We ought to worship tonight knowing that He is my Shepherd. We see that He brings contentment. He brings courage. He brings comfort. I'm glad there's still comfort in His presence. So that's my Shepherd providing. That's my Shepherd protecting. But then let me say this to you tonight. That's my Shepherd with providence. Look at verse number 5. The Bible said, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That's my Shepherd with providence. Now I love that word providence, the providence of God. You think about the preparation that is needed for a sheep to have a green, lush pasture. That doesn't happen by accident. Oh no. There's many days the shepherd surveys the land. There's many days that the shepherd goes ahead of the sheep and looks at various areas, prospect of areas where the sheep might be fed. And so it does not come easily. It does not come by accident that the shepherd just so happens upon lush feeding ground for the sheep. But rather there's a planning that goes in. And the shepherd knows what's ahead, thank God, before the sheep ever get there. He knows where the green pastures are before he ever leads the sheep in that direction. And can I say to you tonight that I'm glad, thank God, for the providence of the Almighty. I want to tell you tonight, God's working. I don't know everything God's doing, but I know God is doing. And I know God is working. And I know that everything's going to be alright. Somebody said that providence was the hand of God inside the glove of human action. Oh my! He said God's hand is at work inside of the hand or inside of the glove of human action. And certainly we live in a time where there's a lot of people doing a lot of things and there's a lot going on. But don't forget the One who is still in control and is still on the throne and is still in charge. And that is our Shepherd. And I'm glad that He's my Shepherd with providence. We see the providence of God as it is exampled in our prosperity. He's constantly preparing for us. We see the providence of God and of our Shepherd in our purity. We find the oil poured on the lamb, poured on the sheep. The oil is poured on at night for the bruises of the day. How about right here? And I turn this other one off. We've got a few technical difficulties. Now we're back up and running. The oil is poured on at night for the bruises of the day. And certainly, that's a wonderful picture of how that the shepherd will take the sheep to his side. They've been bruised. They've been battered as the day is carried on. They've faced problems and they've faced troubles. They carry the scars of the hardness of the day. And I'm glad, thank God, that the shepherd sits down at night with the loving oil, pours it over the head of the sheep and massages it in, taking care of the marks and the scars, my friend, and the bruises that have come from the beating of that day, and comforts that sheep. That oil does not come cheap. That oil doesn't just appear out of nowhere, but it's providentially provided by the shepherd. I want you to think tonight at all the times that you've come in beaten and battered and bruised, climbed up in the lap of the shepherd, and allowed the oil to be poured upon your head, and the oil being poured upon your head of today, of tonight, cures and helps the bruises, my friend, and cuts of the day. I'm glad for the providential care. That's my shepherd, and he's taking care of me tonight. That's my shepherd with providence, his prosperity, his purity. But then that's my shepherd in his plenty. Look, the Bible said, "My cup runneth over." Oh, David typifies the way that God is taking care of us is not just filling us to the brim, but my friend, giving us actually more than we need. Overflowing. Off the sides. My cup runneth over. The plenteous provision of the shepherd is greater and more than what I could ever need. I'm glad to know. Whoop. Hallelujah. I didn't know how this would go. There's two people in the building. I would rather this go, but I'm glad the Lord's here. Amen. And so there's plenty. A cup that's filled to overflow. That's my shepherd. That's my shepherd providing. That's my... Oh, just worship Him tonight. Just worship Him. That's my shepherd protecting. That's my shepherd with providence. But then let me say this. I'll be done. That's my shepherd in paradise. Look what David said. David said in verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That's my shepherd in paradise. I want you to think about three things right here. Number one, think about the preservation. The preservation. We see here the shepherd leading. He's leading to glory. I'm glad he said in John 10 that my sheep know my voice. Amen. And when he calls us, he leads us. But then we find here in verse number 6, what I like to refer to as two sheepdogs that are assisting the shepherd in getting the flock to the desired location. He says here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As I see us plodding along toward heaven's grand strand, I see the flock as it moves. There might be sheep that would try to get out of the way or maybe try to get off to the side. But then along come the sheepdogs. Amen. Goodness and mercy. And they begin to fall in, and bring along the flock. We see their preservation. I'm glad that all the Father has given him, he's lost none. Somebody say amen. I'm glad he's going to bring into the glorious, celestial, eternal, the entire flock, the entire fold, having not missing not one little lamb. It is our preservation. Then we see our prospect. I'm glad, thank God, that the Bible said they'll follow me all the days of my life. David put no stipulation on this tonight. He didn't say goodness and mercy will follow me some of the days of my life. He didn't say goodness and mercy will follow me as long as I do good, as long as I do right. But he said surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What a wonderful prospect tonight, church, to know that goodness and mercy are going to stay with us. Then we see the permanence. The Bible said, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For everybody that's listening to me tonight, it is appointed unto man once to die. Everybody's going to die at some point in their life. There's going to come that time when you're going to take life's final breath. There's going to come that time, my friend, when your hands are going to fold in death. And at that moment, all that you've done in life, none of that's going to matter. What's going to matter is, do you have a relationship with the shepherd? If you do, I believe you can lift your eyes up in death and see Jesus leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. And you can cry as David did here at the beginning of the 23rd Psalm and say, that's my shepherd! That's my shepherd. Well, I'm glad to report to you tonight. Thank God that I am His and He is mine. I know it's not been long. We've went over and covered many things that you've already seen, that you already knew. But hopefully the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart afresh and anew tonight about the things of God, encouraged your heart through the 23rd Psalm. Let's pray together. Father, thank You, Lord, for this time that we've gotten to spend the night around the Word of God. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've done in our life, how that You've been faithful, how that You've taken care of us, how that You've seen to us at every need, every circumstance. God, I pray that You comfort hearts, Lord, all across the internet tonight, in knowing that You're our shepherd. Bless us and help us now as only You can. We'll thank You and praise You for all that You do in Jesus' name.